Well, hi, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner on KKWC. Pat Powers with you today. We're just a few days away from Election Day 2022 on November 8th, and we're going to have the first of some series of interviews with our candidates running for Hamilton County Treasurer, Matt Madison, Republican, as well as Mike Myers, the Independent. But today, we're going to learn all about Ann McLaughlin, the Democratic candidate for Hamilton County Treasurer. Ann, very good day to you.
Hi, Pat. How are you today?
Not too bad. Getting all excited for the big Election Day coming up soon.
We're getting there. It's going to be soon.
Yep, November 8th. So that's coming up very, very shortly. Now, for those who are maybe new to our Webster City area, Ann, let's get the whole Ann McLaughlin story. Tell us about yourself.
Okay, Pat. Well, the short version is I was born and raised here in Webster City. My family ancestry goes back to my great-great-grandfather, Marvel, who owned Marvel Sales Barn and was in town. And you may know my parents, Tom and Judy McLaughlin, mm-hmm. who owned Thompson Pharmacy for many years. And in the late 90s, early 2000s, I moved out to California and lived in Sacramento for about 23 years, and then moved back here in 2018 to be closer to my family.
There you go. I'm sure the pace in Sacramento is probably way different than here in Webster City.
There are a lot more cars and a lot more people in Sacramento than there are here.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Especially to the west in San Francisco and in Southern California.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Let's find out about why you're running for Hamilton County Treasurer.
Well, Pat, I really didn't know that running for the treasurer was a thing until I was approached by Deb Luxell and Gretchen Bruner late last year. And they said, Ann, you should really consider running for treasurer. You would be great at it. You have the experience and you have the customer service responsibilities and skills that they seem to need out at the treasurer's office right now. And I thought about it and I thought about it and I thought, yes, I think that's true. I think that it would be a good position for me. I like dealing with the public. I like meeting with people. And I really enjoy math and spreadsheets. And as my friends say, I do good math.
Mm-hmm. In your visits with people across Hamilton County, and you've met with the people here, you've been taking uh-huh. part in parades like the other candidates and mm-hmm. So forth. What have you been hearing from the people in the last few months?
I've been hearing a lot of people who are frustrated, whether it's with having to come back and forth many times, whether it's because they have to make appointments online. They're just frustrated with the way things are right now. And I know some of that is because of the pandemic, and some of that is staffing-wise, and I think it's the public seems to be ready for something different.
How so?
The public is ready to have people smiling, welcoming, being able to get the work done that needs to be done and not having to have customers come back and forth to, you know, making only one or two trips instead of three or four trips to get things accomplished that need to be done.
And we've seen so many of these changes there, Ann. What would COVID did? Because you cannot go to the courthouse for a period of time. You had to do it by phone, I suppose, or
phone
email.
And yeah, you know, you had to make an appointment for a long time to go out. Now you can go out and do your car registrations and things. What you still can't do as a walk-in is get your driver's license. And I know that's frustrating for some people. And I know that, well, I should say it's frustrating for quite a few people, I believe. And that's something that when I'm elected, I will look into trying to figure out whether it's a possibility to be able to come back and do some, you know, in-person appointments and walk-ins and that kind of thing.
Because people have to go out of town, I believe, to get their driver's license.
They can,
or driver's test, whatever, over at Fort Dodge.
Exactly. They can still do some of the things in Webster City. They're just a lot fewer appointments, and you have to make the appointments online, that kind of thing. If you want to do a walk-in, you can go to Fort Dodge. Mm-hmm.
Again, we're talking with Ann McLaughlin, the Democratic candidate who's running for county treasurer in the November 8th election. What are the things you'd like to see if you are elected coming up November 8th? What are the changes would you like to see?
Well, first and foremost, I can't go in and just make wholesale changes on day one. That's, first of all, that's not the way I do things, and it's not good for everybody to do you know, wholesale changes. What I would like to see and what I would like to model is some good customer service, cheerful, courteous, smiling people, hopefully people that like their jobs, and making it a good environment to come in.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, and then as that becomes happening, then we will start to look at how we can be more efficient and how we can maybe do more in-person appointments and walk-in appointments versus having to do things online.
Mm-hmm. And that has sure changed through the years.
It has. Mm-hmm. And some people like it. And the people that like it are not the ones that are frustrated. It's the ones that don't like having to go online and don't like having to call to make the appointments are the ones that are frustrated.
And they're those who don't have computers, too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I've always instructed people, you've got to get a computer because that is the norm of the 21st century, just like having a washer, dryer, refrigerator, what have you. It's a common staple of life.
Exactly.
In 2022.
Exactly. And, you know, smartphones are a wonderful thing.
Yep.
And then you don't have to have that big, heavy computer. You can just have a cell phone that does basically everything for you.
Yeah. You're going to be busy between now and Election Day.
Yes. Yes, I am. We'll have some in-person events as well as I'll be out in the community. I don't have any dates on me
sure,
at the moment.
Absolutely.
But you can look for me out in the community. I'll be door knocking as well as I have postcards that are going out. So if you have any questions, you can certainly find me by postcards or you can find me at the Webster Theater most night if you have questions as well.
Mm-hmm. A little bit about that. How's business at the theater?
Good. Good. We're starting to get good movies again. We had a little bit of a slow summer, but the movies are coming out, and we're getting some first releases
now. That's what I understand.
Yeah.
Especially the one, Black?
Right now we're playing Black Adam.
Black Adam.
Yep. Yeah. And on November 11th, we're getting Black Panther on opening night.
Cool.
So
that's coming up on Veterans Day for the return of Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
Webster Theater downtown. Just a little plug for that. So, any other issues you feel might be of importance to the people as you head towards Election Day?
Well, I want to say, Pat, that I appreciate you having us all on to talk.
Absolutely.
I really want people to know that in my experience is what makes me good for this position. I worked, when I was in California, I worked for a pharmacy benefits management company where I was the director of operations. I was able to lead a staff of over 20 of all different types of professions, young and old, as well as worked with revenue in the $12 million range. So I really have the experience and the business to be able to work with the Treasury and work with the budget, as well as then I worked for Tom and Judy for a long, long time. Yep. So my customer
Mom
service skills are very honed. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And any reason why people should vote for you coming up November 8th?
I think people should vote for me because I'm the best candidate experience-wise in the field.
Very good. Anne McLaughlin, all the very best to you in your election coming up on November 8th.
Thank you, Pat, and thanks for having us all on.
All right. Anne McLaughlin, Hamilton County Democratic candidate for treasurer here on KQWC. I'm Pat Powers.